Now, chatbots, those robots that appear on many websites when you're trying to get information on something. They're not real people, but mid-chat, it sometimes feels like they are. They're in every walk of life. The annual Cyber Safe Kids Survey is reporting this morning a rise in use among school children, with more than a quarter of those aged between 8 and 12 using them for homework or, worryingly, friendship. Our reporter Ethna Dodd has been speaking to sixth class pupils at St Kevin's National School in Sallynoggin in County Dublin.
There's an app called ChatGPT and I do use that. Like sometimes if I'm really stuck on a question and my ma or dad are too busy, I just ask ChatGPT. Maths most of the time.
And just get it right most of the time?
Most of the time, yes, but sometimes it can be just a bit confusing. It doesn't really explain, it just says the answers.
It'll give me the right answer, but for me it explains how I do it.
Mainly just for homework questions and nothing really else.
On the first day back to school at St Kevin's in Sallynoggin in Dublin, the sixth class students were already thinking about their maths homework. But homework was not the only reason these children were using artificially intelligent chatbots.
Do you ever use it for other things then, outside of homework?
I'll send it like a photo and see if it can guess where I took it.
There's one that when I'm a little lonely and no one answers me, I either chat to it or I ask them simple questions to see how much they'd be correct.
I ask it like, how do I unfriend it? And it says like, no, you can't unfriend me because I'm a virtual friend, but I just don't really talk to it.
Would any of you guys ever ask it for advice, for help with something not homework related that you might ask a grown-up if the grown-up was there?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I never tried it before.
Maybe, but I don't have any specific questions in particular that I would want
to
ask.
To ask it like what a word means or something, or like when something's messaging me, I'd be like, what is this guy trying to say?
Dr. Barry O'Leary is the principal at St. Kevin's. He said he wasn't surprised that his students are using AI, but is worried about the kids' social development as a result.
The concern is they become familiar with it and then they gravitate or migrate towards material, asking questions that may not be appropriate for their age. It's so much easier for children now to withdraw to an online world, and that has an impact in how they interact in the real world. And that's hugely concerning for us. And that extends into education, socialisation, everything like that. That's so important.
More than one third of junior cycle students in secondary school reported using AI. Pam O'Leary works in SPHE education and has observed her secondary school students using AI chatbots.
First year, second years would be using it for gaming primarily. Once second year hits and going into third year, I suppose in the times of puberty and things like that, it would be used more for more social emotional reasons. So for chatting with other people, for finding solutions to different problems or emotional relational issues maybe they're having, and for school related stuff as well. So that's what I'm seeing. There's a natural curiosity with all children to do with all matters. And if there's an easily accessible source that they can go to with their questions, and an adult isn't available, then of course they're going to use it, especially if it is a question that might be embarrassing or awkward, or you know, they feel that they can't ask anyone. It's much easier to input it into and see it on a computer screen. This is where media literacy comes in. AI is just, you know, it's just a snapshot of what's on the internet. It isn't always the truth. It can be lead you down different paths, and it can be very misleading sometimes. So I'm not confident that students know that all of the time.
Although children are increasingly aware of online harms, more than one third of the more than 9,000 children surveyed said they did not speak to their parents about online safety at all last year. Philip Arneil is the head of education and innovation at CyberSafe Kids.
Children, as we know from this survey, are already accessing this kind of technology and are already using this technology in their daily lives. For good and for bad, potentially AI is going to be transformational in the coming decades. So we've got to start thinking about how do we train children and young people to use AI in a responsible way, in an ethical way, and to make sure that their rights and their safety is protected when they're using this kind of technology online. So if kids are going to AI chatbots to look for information, there's really no guarantee that that information is good, that it's valid, that it's safe in some cases. And so that's a real concern. Children and young people, you know, can develop the dependence on AI almost as a crutch. And that could be in various ways. It could be emotionally. If they're isolated, it could be mentally or indeed skills wise. You know, if they're learning just purely by getting ChatGPT to do everything, they may not be developing the technical or the creative or indeed the social skills that they're going to need to function successfully in life. So this is something that we really need to think about, and we need to be having a very serious discussion about how this is regulated, how we legislate for AI, and how that we protect children and young people who have quite easy access to this kind of technology.
So you guys are wary of AI, you're wary of where it is.
Yes.
If there was a question that was a little bit embarrassing or you weren't sure if it was an appropriate question, would it be easier to ask on a computer than it would be to ask of a person face to face? Would that be an attraction, do you think, to using the app?
Even if it was embarrassing, I'd still ask my mum, but some people might use the AI.
I would use the app. For me, yeah, because some questions can be a bit, you know.
I think I prefer it more.
I'll probably start asking the teacher because I'm not comfortable with it.
Always ask your mum and your dad. Sixth class students at St. Kevin's National School, ending Ethna Dodd's report. It's 5 to 9.